Ron, you talked at length today about what was said in the first sermon of the church age and what it meant for the listeners on that day of Pentecost. But my question for you is, how is it possible that the man who delivered that sermon was none other than Simon Peter, who had denied he even knew Jesus less than 2 months earlier?
Well, Brian, I think the answer will encourage anyone listening today who thinks that maybe, just maybe, he or she has made too many mistakes to be used of God in a mighty way. Let me be as clear and as plain as I can be. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Satan wants to guilt people right out of Christian service. And I want to encourage you, Brian, and everyone listening today, not to let that happen. No one can misbehave to the point of having no chance to be used for the glory of God. Think of Moses, who killed a man, of King David, who committed adultery and murder and then covered it up. Think of the Apostle Paul, who murdered Christians before he became one. All these men did great things even after they had fallen. Now, to answer your question, Brian, the simple answer is Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he received power on the day of Pentecost. But there's more to it than that. The real story is what happened in the days between his denial of Jesus and the day of Pentecost. That was almost 2 months later, maybe 53 or so days in all, and it was during this time that he experienced profound guilt for his denial, profound forgiveness from Jesus after the resurrection, and a profound repentance in Peter's own heart. In short, Peter humbled himself in a way he had never done before. And this is the critical point for everyone, whether you're a believer in Jesus Christ or not. Humility precedes every good gift God wants to give to us. I'm talking about salvation, joy, peace, and yes, even the gift of the Holy Spirit. So yes, the Holy Spirit got into Peter, but Peter first had to humble himself. And that's what humility looks like. And that's what exactly happened, with beautiful results that I think should encourage all of us in our own walk with Jesus.